Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou, ko Michael tēnei. Here it is Friday again, and I've got a few things that you might be interested in going to over the course of the week. I thought I'd sort of feature the farmers' markets to begin with, because I haven't really talked about them for a while. Just to remind you that they're there, because you know all about them. Wairarapa Farmers Market, obviously you go in off Judge Road, Masterton. It's Solway Showgrounds, right? They are from 9 till 1 p.m. Saturdays. Now, there's some breaking news with them. It's something that you might not notice, but it's what's under the bonnet. Here's what they have to say. After 20 years of your favourite market being run, it's not a market. I don't even know what a market is. After 20 years of your favourite market being run as an incorporated society, we are changing it up, by we I mean them, and handing the reins to the Solway Showgrounds, that's the Masterton AMP Association, who will manage their first market on May the 30th. Right, so changing hands, still all the same stuff there and maybe some more, I don't know. In fact, they say the market will remain where it is and continue to operate on a weekly basis. Your favourite stalls will still be there. Hopefully many more will join to be part of the market's bright new future. Right, bit of a rebrand there. A couple of things that either are regularly on there or special to this week. Here's one. Special to this week. There's always a barbecue there, right? Well, this one, it's being run by the hospice this week, so come and support their important local fundraiser. Another thing that's a bit of a fundraiser is the Lions Bookstore, and they're short of room because they get so many books, so they want you to come and buy them. So let's get behind them, see if this great range of novels can find their way onto customers' shelves. All proceeds from the sale of their books goes back into the local community. A reminder about Muri Araha, that's Manaya's beautiful weaving. Yeah, she's got an exhibition on at the moment at Aratoi. So that is called Opiki. It explores the different aspects of herself, her whakapapa, and what it means to be Māori. It closes on May the 31st. I've seen it. I went to her opening talk. It definitely is something you should see. And because she's the raranga and fatu weaver at the market, get there and check out her stuff. Shall we have a fair-related thing? This is the, by thing, I mean song. This is The Birds with Renaissance Fair.
Maybe I'm dreaming.
That's The Birds, Renaissance Fair. Pretty short, isn't it? It's less of a song than a fragment. Anyway, just to sort of evoke the feeling of the fair, there's another one, obviously, the Stallkeepers Greytown Market. That's in the Greytown Town Centre, you know, the library. Saturday also from 9:30 to 3, a boutique makers market in the heart of Greytown, located in, as I said, in the library hall. It's a haven for lovers of unique handcrafted goods, artisanal delights. Do you say artisanal? Artisanal? I don't know. But, you know. And one-of-a-kind fashion. Whether you're hunting for the perfect gift, treating yourself, or just enjoying their creative stalls, their market has that little extra something for everyone, as they all do. I mean, yeah, it's a good thing to do. And the mornings are starting out nippy, but quite pleasant, quite sunny at the moment. So, yeah, get down to one of the markets, really worth it. Also, the food trucks, Thursday night food trucks here in Masterton. Let's see where they are. They're at the Masterton Club, you know, where that is on Chapel Street. Every Thursday, all year round, their team of food trucks gather outside the grand old Masterton Club and offer awesome street food, live music, places to relax and games to play. And often they have people playing music. All right, now a couple of events. It's a fairly short show today. I'm here on my own and there's stuff happening out there and I ought to get onto it. But there's a comedy hypnosis show at the Carterton Event Centre, also known as the Wairarapa Event Centre, 50 Holloway Street, you know where that is, Carterton, on Saturday at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 8:30. Now, you know the gig, it's sort of, I mean, these people have a real skill. It's a happening thing, but they manage to hypnotise people. I don't know. I've never been hypnotised. I've never been to one of those shows. But I don't know what happens with hypnosis. I think it was made popular by a guy called Mesmer a couple of centuries ago, and it became known as mesmerism. Now it's hypnotism. So let's see what they have to say about it. As seen on Seven Sharp and going viral on TikTok, you're in for a treat. Comedy hypnotist Haiming Jiang is bringing his hit comedy hypnosis show to the event centre. Get ready to laugh hysterically. I don't know whether that's just because it happens or because they've hypnotised you. And even join in if you're up for it. Night of unforgettable fun, unless they hypnotise you to forget it. Haiming blends hypnosis and comedy to entertain his audience while showcasing the power and benefits of hypnosis through live audience participation. Because, of course, it's used in the medical sphere sometimes with things like addiction, isn't it? With his unique cultural background and deep understanding of both Western and Oriental cultures, this is a must-see event for anyone curious about hypnosis and keen for a good laugh. I think that's why you go mostly, isn't it? Come and discover how this talented Chinese hypnotist uses hypnosis to both entertain crowds and deeply relax participants. I could do with that. Did you notice how I said participants? I was so relaxed I didn't even pronounce my words properly. Participants. Experience the hilarious comedy hypnosis show where you could become the star of the night only if you're keen. No pressure. That was the Carterton Event Centre Saturday night, right? Yep. 7 till 8:30. Do we have a song about hypnotists? Yes, we do. This is The Flaming Lips. Are you a hypnotist? Are you a hypnotist? Ask Flaming Lips, the Flaming Lips. That's just a reminder that the hypnotist show is on at the Carterton Event Centre Saturday, 7 till 8:30. Right. Steve Dog Hall and Karen Blueswoman, Karen Clark Blueswoman, are appearing at Studio 73, which is on Main Street, Greytown. 73 Main Street, conveniently, on Sunday from 4 till 6:30. This is presented by Greytown Up Close and Personal. They're delighted to present Steve Dog Hall and Karen Clark Blueswoman. When Dog and Casey fire up, they say, it's groove on for sure. Individually impressive and together formidable, these two road-seasoned heavyweight roots artists deliver a powerful groove-laden blues sound. The music sits deep in the pocket, gritty, warm, pulsing, every note hand-tooled, every song bleeding. Guitars weave, spar and lock into rhythms that won't quit. Harmonicas soar, the room leans in. You getting the picture? Their music travels from Basin Street to the back porches of Mississippi, up through Chicago, and lands right here in Aotearoa's indie blues scene. Expect a mix of acoustic and electric feels, upcycled standards, and strong original material spanning slow burn ballads, rootsy blues rock vibes, and upbeat boogie and swing. The good times will definitely roll. I mean, they put some effort into their press release, so I thought I'd read it. I'll tell you more. Wellington's Steve Dog Hall is a blues guitarist with serious bite, a road-hardened player known for his searing tone, inventive slide work and grinding rhythm drive. Feeling like you want to go now? Karen Clark has been holding down the groove for decades, a rising force in Aotearoa's indie blues scene. Her live blues show hits like a freight train. That wasn't a train. That was a weird kind of trumpet. She's warm and dangerously disarming, a quiet storm until the fire kicks in. Presence, power and stories that sting. You don't just watch a Karen Clark set, you feel her shift the room, and together with Steve, the concert will be raw, cranking rhythm and blues and good time grooves. Refreshments available for a gold coin. So that's Steve Dog Hall and Karen Clark Blueswoman at Studio 53, 73 Main Street, Greytown, on Sunday, 4 o'clock, 4 till 6:30. So keep that in mind. It's not your usual blues hours, but they're going to create the whole vibe for you. Then the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride is happening. I think there are people, distinguished gentlemen, riding all over the country. The ones here are well, through Martinborough, let's see, starting in Martinborough, meet at 10 a.m. This is a fundraising for a cause kind of thing, so we'll have a look at that. Sunday, the 17th of May, that's the Sunday, 10 until 1, celebrate the 15th edition of the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride in the Wairarapa on Sunday, as I said. Register to join an event like no other with over 1,000 cities around the world, so not just around Aotearoa, on the same day in support of men's mental health and prostate cancer research. Join hundreds of thousands of dapper gentlefolk in the world's most stylish on-road motorcycling charity event as we ride to raise funds and awareness for men's health on behalf of Movember. It's not Movember now, but on behalf of Movember. Keep updated and register at www.gentlemansride.com. All riders must be registered, so remember that, www.gentlemansride.com. Yeah, so that's this Sunday. You might not be registered to ride, but go and watch some very dapper gentlemen riding and perhaps they'll be taking up a collection, I'm not quite sure. But contribute and have your consciousness raised about this particular thing. Is a knockout pool competition happening at the Kurupuni Sports Bar and TAB. I think they do this regularly, but this Thursday, That was last night. I hope you enjoyed that. All right, I think that's pretty much all I've got to say. There's other stuff happening. Go to Eventfinder if you want to know more about it. I tend to focus on things that are community-oriented rather than the commercial stuff, but the commercial stuff still helps to keep you entertained. I should mention that Wired Up are Fibercraft, you know, Wired Up are Spinners and Webers, but their Wired Up are Fibercraft pop-up shop is happening not until Monday the 25th of May. I'll talk more about it next week. And then it runs till Saturday the 13th of June. But I thought I'd give you a little heads up now. It's 9:30 to 5 weekdays and 9:30 to 1 Saturday. Winter Woolies and Handmade Treasures for everyone, plus raffles. Now, this is at 4 Rennell Street. So it's near the Resin Colour Shop if you park next to that. Wired Up Spinners and Weavers. It's just round the corner, really, from the main street. You know where the Resin Colour Shop is on Queen Street, and then you get into Rennell. Over there is the Sally Army Shop, right? Yep. I'll talk about it more next week. For those of you watching on television, that's their poster. That's me. I thought I'd just end. I came across a track by somebody called Dunana. She's a Syrian artist who does protest music, really, and I thought that this was a very compelling piece. Obviously, I don't understand the language, but music speaks to us all. This is Seba Monkey Man.
فرقوا أحبابنا وذبحوا أطفالنا واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطنوا ثوارنا فرقوا أحبابنا وذبحوا أطفالنا واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطنوا ثوارنا اسرقوا علومنا ونهلوا شعوبنا وعذبوا نفوسنا واستنكروا حقوقنا تعمروا بلادنا وعينوا حكامنا وانهبوا خيراتنا واحرقوا أشجارنا فمن تكون دوننا؟ فمن تكون دوننا؟ فمن تكون دوننا؟ هدموا بيوتنا وجرموا وجودنا وزيفوا أصولنا فرقوا أحبابنا وذبحوا أطفالنا واسترخصوا دماءنا وشيطنوا ثوارنا اسرقوا علومنا وجهلوا شعوبنا وعذبوا نفوسنا واستنكروا حقوقنا استعمروا بلادنا وعينوا حكامنا وانهبوا خيراتنا واحرقوا أشجارنا فسروا ديارنا وكذبوا أقوالنا وشاهدوا أوجاعنا واستصغروا عذابنا تجاهلوا دموعنا أغمضوا عيوننا وشوهوا وجوهنا وانكروا شعورنا أحلامنا وصنفوا أشامنا وأظلموا سماءنا اقتلوا سلامنا سنبقى في مقامنا ويبقى فينا حبنا فلن تكون دوننا ولن تكون دوننا ولن تكون دوننا
She's based in Berlin, as I understand it, but she is Syrian, strong feeling of protest in her music. Don't know the words, fascinated by her stuff. Check her out. Well, that's me, innit? I'm out of here. I've gone. Go and do the stuff that you have to do. There's plenty of it out there.